From Spark and Anvil and MangaForge, this is Boom, in Chapter 1 of the MangaForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. You heard Boom's workshop before you saw it, except the sounds weren't coming from the air, they were coming from the walls. Giant painted words leapt across every surface, a jagged red crack shattering across one wall, a soft gray whoosh drifting along another, a row of little pink doki, doki, doki climbing toward the ceiling. In the middle of it all buzzed Boom, a round cicada tween with translucent wings and a paint-stained smock, dabbing the finishing curl onto an enormous letter. Oh, sorry, one second. Almost there. Boom stepped back from a huge spiky dome and beamed. Welcome. You're standing inside a comic soundtrack. Every one of these is a sound, but nobody's making any noise. So how can you hear them? Sumi looked around, half grinning at the shattering red crack. I don't know, but I kind of can. That red one looks loud. Yes, Boom buzzed straight up off the floor with delight. That's the whole magic. That's my craft.
These drawn sounds have a name, Boom said, landing. It's sound effect lettering, or, the fancy word, onomatopoeia. It's the sound of a comic, drawn right into the picture. Not tucked inside a speech bubble like Bubbles' dialogue. No, no. These are loose in the art, part of the drawing itself. He pointed to the jagged red crack. See how it's spiky and huge and cracked down the middle? You read that as loud and violent before you even sound it out. Now look here. He floated to the soft gray whoosh. Thin, wispy, drifting. You read that as quiet, gentle, a sleeve brushing a door. He drew the same word, pop, three ways in the air, once tiny and neat, once fat and bouncy, once tall and shaky. Same word, three sounds, because the look of the letters carries the noise. Big and jagged screams, small and round whispers, shaky and thin trembles. The letters aren't just spelling the sound, they're performing it. Boom handed Sumi a fat brush. Try it. Draw me the word crash, but make it sound like a huge crash. Don't just spell it, shape it. Sumi drew it big, broken, jagged letters, cracks running through them, the whole word tumbling downhill across the page. When she sat back, she actually flinched. It looked loud. You can hear it, can't you? Boom laughed. Now draw tiptoe. Same brush. Sumi drew it tiny and careful and light on its toes, and it went instantly quiet. That's it. That's the craft. You're not writing the sound. You're drawing it. Boom's buzz softened into something more careful. And now I have to tell you the part that matters most and where you must be most respectful. Manga sound lettering is breathtakingly rich, richer than most traditions. Japanese has whole families of sound words, including ones for things that don't even make noise, a word for the feeling of glittering, a word for staring in silence. Manga artists draw these with incredible artistry. If you want to work in this tradition, learn its sound vocabulary and its lettering craft with real respect. Study the grammar. Don't just scribble fake symbols to look manga-ish. Honor how deep it actually goes.
Here's what shocked me when I was young, Boom said, hovering by a soft, spidery gray word near the floor. I thought sound lettering was only for the loud stuff. Crashes, explosions, boom! He grinned at his own name. But then I learned that the manga tradition draws a sound for silence. There's a famous one, sheen, that means the sound of a room going completely quiet, a sound for no sound. And doki doki? He pointed to the little climbing pink beats, the sound of a nervous, pounding heartbeat. Sounds you don't hear with your ears at all, sounds you feel in your chest. He touched the row of gentle pink heartbeats. That's when I understood what I really do. I don't just draw noises. I draw the feeling of a moment, loud or quiet or trembling or still, and I make it visible. So the reader doesn't just see the story, they hear it, deep down where hearing and feeling are the same thing.
As the apprentices gathered up, Sumi stood before her own jagged crash and her tiny tiptoe, and then before Boom's soft climbing doki doki heartbeats. "The heartbeat one is my favorite," she said quietly. "It's not even a real sound, but I know exactly what it feels like. That fluttery, scared, excited thump before something big." Boom settled beside her, wings going still. "That's the deepest part of my whole craft," he said gently. "The best sound lettering isn't the loudest. It's the one that draws a feeling you know in your own body. The hush before you speak up. The thud of your heart at the top of the stairs. When a reader sees Doki Doki and feels their own chest tighten, that's not ink anymore. That's you and them feeling the same thing at the same time." He picked up his brush with a happy little buzz. "So draw the crashes, sure. But don't forget the quiet ones. Draw the silence. Draw the heartbeat. Draw the sounds people feel instead of hear." And Sumi looked at the walls full of visible sound, the loud and the soft and the trembling and the still, and felt a warm thrill rise in her chest, because for the first time, she could hear a picture. It was, she thought, a little bit like magic. And that feeling, that quiet, glad thump of wonder, was exactly why she loved making comics at all.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Boom. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.